Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Good to see everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord. Let's dance our praise and worship together. Hallelujah. Open up your mouths and just thank the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah. Let's stand all together. Praise the Lord. Let's stand all together this morning. Let's stand all together this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. The King is in this house. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you this morning. You are a great God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
To be praised, you are greatly to be praised.
glory, Father.
We give you all the glory.
Oh, we worship you.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Lord, we give you all.
We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Timeless God. You pre-existed everything. There is no beginning to you. You just are. It is mind-boggling to think about that. That before anything was, you were the I Am. Before the planets, the galaxies, the universe, God is. It is beyond our thinking. That you, God, started time before there was time. There is no beginning to you. You are the God who began the beginning. And you're the God who puts an end to everything. Lord, we come to you today. Timeless God. The very essence of eternity. We come to you and we worship. We bless your holy name. God, you're so great. Nothing dares stand before you. And so, Father, we're convinced today that you, the Most High God, El Elyon, that every problem, every issue, every circumstance, no matter how big they are dwarfed in your presence. We travel this earth, we go back and forth, and we travel for hours and do not come to the end of it. And yet you say that the whole earth is like a grain of sand, dust before you. Yet, great God, little as we are, small as we are, even compared to the earth, even compared to the things that you created in the earth, God of the universe, God who is everywhere present, you have chosen to come and make your abode in us. You are worthy to be praised. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Majestic God, we bless your holy name. We count it a privilege to even speak your name. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Blessed be your holy name, Father, forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do you guys know that song, Ancient of Days, I Put My Trust in You? I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. You don't know it? Ancient of Days, I promise, my trust is in you.
Oh, my trust, yeah.
I put in, okay, let's do that song.
My trust is in you. I put it all in you. My trust is in you. I put it all in you. My trust is in you. I put it all in you. My trust is in you. I put it all in you. My trust.
I trust in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I am the portion of my mind is on.
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I put my trust in the Lord.
I put my trust in the Lord.
I give my life to Him.
I give my life to Him.
Carry me through.
Carry me through.
This life.
This life.
Say a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for our children. Stretch your hands. Father, we thank you for all our children, all our biological children, our spiritual children, our partners, extended families and children standing here before me, and all those hearing the sound of my voice. From age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those walking the earth every decade of life, Father, minister your grace to everyone. Remember us, O Lord. Touch our lives. Strengthen us. Give us your grace. May we walk under your canopy. Canopy of your grace, of your love, of your peace, of your joy. Thank you for a great week, successful week, everything healthy week, blessed week, harmony, peace, total restoration. We give you praise for your healing virtues and blessings flow in every household. Miracles happening in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Children, we'll see you when you're leaving. Be quiet when you leave. Prayer continues. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, in all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our hearts, into our lives, our homes, our city, our nation, our neighborhood, and in the service, have your way in our lives. May we be convicted by you and walk and live in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. God day, everybody. Praise the Lord. I say God day, everybody. Yes. We're here to be with our God and our Father. Thank God for bringing Apostle home. He came home during the week, so praise the Lord. And this morning, we're going to read from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. So you have to catch up. There are 28 verses. So, but of the times, I'll start reading from verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So it has not changed. For over 2,000 years, people are still acting the way they act. So every day, expect the Lord to come. Amen. And then act as if he's coming today. That is your safety zone. Say amen. Act daily as if it's the day of the Lord. Then you don't have to worry. So Paul said, don't ask me. Don't let me waste my time talking about this. You just know. You know. Everybody knows the time we are in. If you are 10 years old, you know things have changed in the little time you've lived on earth from the time you were born. So it's not getting better, it's getting crazier. But it's better in every household by our choice and decision of the Lord. Amen? Verse 2, for you yourself know perfectly the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Say, Lord, let me and my family escape. He said, they shall not. So may you not be part of they. May you be part of the Lord. Say amen. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. Did you see that? That day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. You should be shouting a big amen. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Children of light, they watch and pray, and they are sober. They are in the right mind, the mind of Christ. They don't act contrary to Christ. 7, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. So a lot of bad things happen in the night. May you watch and pray in the night. Say amen. The Bible says when they slept, the enemy came and sowed the tares. May tares not fill your life. May good grains fill your life. In the name of Jesus. Verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and helmet, the hope of salvation. So in these last days, you need faith and love to be very present in your life and the hope of salvation. Verse 9, for God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our own Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So that sleep there is death. Whether you are alive or you are dead, you are with him forevermore. So either way, the Lord is with me. Say amen. So be in him now. Then don't worry about tomorrow. Your tomorrow is taken care of. Say amen. 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Did you hear that? We beseech you what? Brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And to esteem them very what? Highly, in the love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. So you are to honor those who labor for you. Amen? Say, highly, not be casual with them. So if you are playing jokes and talking anyhow, don't do it around them. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Edna is in the house. So praise the Lord. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. So this is for all of us. Amen. See that none of them render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Somebody is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Somebody is praying. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Somebody is thanking God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So these are the things we do on a daily basis. Say amen. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. If you hear the word of the Lord coming, don't take it casual. Be serious with it and say, that's for me. Say amen. Even when they're prophesying for somebody, I say, me too. Collect yours. Are you part of the household of God? So I'm a me too person. Somebody's getting blessed today and getting a good word from the Lord. I say, me too. Me too. Maybe they're giving somebody word right now in Argentina. You say, me too. Somebody's getting something good today. I say, me too. Somebody's receiving good news right now. I say, me too. Yes, God is ever dispensing. Somebody say, I'm a receiver from the Most High God. Somebody say, big me too. Amen. If you don't know how to do me too, just go to Sunday school class. The children will teach you. 21. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Say a big amen. The God who calls us will do what he needs to do. Brethren, pray for us. So learn to pray for your leaders, for your ministers. Say amen. They don't only pray for you, you should be praying. Amen. Yeah, I know those who pray, because when I say our biological children, I don't hear loud amen. But when I say for you, I hear big amen. So I know what level of your prayer. I know you pray this much. So those who pray big much, I hear their voice. They say big amen. Because the person who gave the most sacrifice in the ministry is the biological children. They don't see their parents as you see yours. You stay home, you hug your wife, you do all kinds of stuff. They're busy nonstop. So they give everything. So you should be praying for them. Say amen. Say amen. 26. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. Holy kiss doesn't mean you go and plant your mouth on another person's mouth. No, give a hug. Amen. Traditionally, they kiss on the side. Amen. So, girls give hug to girls. Boys give hug to boys. But these days, it's a different story. You just give a holy hug. Say amen. Praise the Lord. And if they don't want to hug you, don't force it. Don't say, come here. I must do it. If they've been through trauma, you might get a deck on your cheek. So just do things with discernment, holiness, and be aware of what you're doing. Amen? 26, we said that already. Greet all the brethren with what? An holy kiss. If you don't give holy kiss, you can see somebody and say hi. Some people wait for you to greet them first. Learn to greet people or just give a nod. Amen. 27. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Are there holy brethren here? So we read the word of the Lord. Amen. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm going to continue to read the word of the Lord. And it's also supposed to be read publicly like we're doing it now. It's a charge. Somebody say it's a charge. I charge you by the Lord, not by his idea, by the Lord, that this epistle be read unto all the what? Holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Let's rise and let's pray together. Father, we give you praise. We have read your word. Let it not be written in the table of our heart that it will not be deleted. It will continue to do that which you have caused it to do. Your word shall not return void. May we be reminded of the days we are in, and may we walk in the Spirit. May our spirit, soul, and body be totally sanctified and made whole. May we walk with the Lord and never turn back. We are children of light. We are children of day, and not of darkness nor of the night. Father, we give you praise. We thank you that the coming of the Lord will not be caught unawares. We'll be ready on a daily basis. There will be plenty of oil in our lamp. You will fill us more and more. Our desire will be towards you always. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the things of this world not choke our lives. May our eyes be focused on you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith on a daily basis. When we are wrong, may we apologize. When we do the wrong thing, may we repent. In the name of Jesus, may pride and arrogance be destroyed from our lives. May our lives give you glory. May our lives magnify your name. May we be humble children of the Most High God, who love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our might, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in our lives. We bless the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, prosperity to her palaces. Guide Israel, O God. Surround her with your shield. You are her shield and her buckler. Save your people, Lord. Your word has promised that all Israel shall be saved. Save your people, Lord. Save your people, Lord. You carried them upon eagle's wings. You brought them from the place of bondage to the place of the promise. Father, remember your promises. For your promises are yes and amen. Remember your people, Lord. Let them begin to call on Yeshua. And as they call on him, Messiah, may you come quickly in the name of Jesus. For you said you will not come until they call on you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. May they begin to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Come quickly, Maranatha, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, Lord. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Fulfill them in our days. And out of that, you have promised that of Abraham, all nations will be blessed. So we bless the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Germany, Karasatiribakatoshiata. Lord, touch Germany. Save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless Yugoslavia. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless Sri Lanka. In the name of Jesus. Save your people, Lord. Let these nations come to you and all first nations of the earth and anywhere someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, including the islands of the seas. Touch every one of them. Minister grace to your people. Save your divine, save your people. We call upon the name of the Lord to revive our nation. Let there be revival in Canada, in United States of America, in the nations where people are calling on the Lord. Draw your people to you, O God. Lord, may we authentically serve you. In the name of Jesus, be in the service this morning. Heal and restore and make whole your people. Bless your people, Lord. Let your word come with power, with grace, favor, and mercy. And bless all our leaders. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. God is good. This morning, the theme of my message to us is very simple and very direct. And in fact, we read it just a moment ago from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. He calleth you. He calleth you. See, God is calling us to a very specific place in him. And it behooves us to hear his calling. When he returns, He's going to be calling. He's going to say, come up hither. With the sound of the trumpet, he's going to be calling. But my passage of scripture that I want to start with this morning is found in the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. Verse 49 is my main verse, but I'm going to take it off from verse 46. Mark 10 and verse 46. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for what you're going to do this morning in the lives of your people. Open our ears to hear you clearly. Help us to respond to your voice. Help us to align ourselves to you, that we might receive that which you have in your mind for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, Mark chapter 10, and verse 46, Mark 10 and verse 46, we read these words. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Jesus was coming into Jericho and he saw two blind men, Matthew tells us. And they are going to do exactly the same thing that blind Bartimaeus is going to do. They cried out to Jesus and they said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Jesus healed them. Jesus comes into town and he sees a man called Zacchaeus. He was sighted, but in a sense he was blind because he was very short. And if anybody stands in front of him, he will not see. I will call him the third blind man. Jesus spent time with Zacchaeus in his home and is now coming through Jericho. For the word of God says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, with a great number of people following, blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. So in a sense, we don't really know whether that is really his name. He's a son of Timaeus. What is his real name? We don't know. But we hold on to that word. But what is Timaeus? Timaeus means highly prized, precious, highly prized. And what is this highly prized and precious person doing? He is sitting down by the wayside begging. In essence, his life, his name, and his life didn't match. Are you in a state where your life and your aspirations, your hopes, your desires, and the life that you live in don't match? Like the man at the beautiful gate. He's seated at the beautiful gate. The gate is beautiful. We don't even know his name, but his life was not beautiful. He was born lame. There are contradictions in life where your life doesn't match what it should be like. The story doesn't match. It's like a black man answering Mr. White. Mr. Black will fit. Mr. White, that's different. Two different things. Mr. Rich and you broke. Your name is healthy, but you are sickly. It doesn't match. Highly priced, son of the highly priced, special, important, highly exalted, and he is seated begging. And he hears that Jesus is coming. For the Bible says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I need mercy. Is there anyone here today that needs mercy? I need mercy. The mercy of the Lord, like I can't explain. I need mercy. And this man is crying out, have mercy on me. Take me out of this mess and let me answer my name properly. My name is Ephesino. It means wealth has come. How can I be wealth has come and be broke? That does not make sense. Because every time that name is called, there must be a transference of wealth bestowed upon my life, because you're calling wealth, wealth, wealth. You've come, wealth, you've come. So when I come into your life, wealth has to come into your life. But wealth cannot come into your life if I don't have it. So God, let wealth, wealth and riches. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the word of God says, in the house of the righteous is wealth and riches. My life cannot be a contradiction. I cannot be the one who is born again of the Spirit of God and believing in sin. If God says I'm righteous, I must be righteous. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us about the breastplate of righteousness. And in the passage we read just a moment ago in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us that we should put on the breastplate of faith and love. So that tells me that faith and love is what I'm putting on. Praise God. Why is that important? Because faith worketh by love. Praise God. The word of God says God has shed abroad in our hearts his love. So I have the love of God inside of me. Praise God. The word of God says Jesus Christ is the very presence of faith in our lives. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. What's that? The faith of God who what? Loved me. So there you see both of them. The word of God says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He said, have mercy on me. My life is not matching with what your word says. Your word says that by the stripes that you bore, I am healed. You were healed. It's done already. Why am I suffering from migraine? Why am I suffering from depression when the joy of the Lord is my strength? Lord, your word and my experience are not matching. I need mercy. It's got to match. I cannot be the son of the highly priced one and be begging here. Not only am I begging, I'm blind. I have the license to beg. Have mercy on me. And the Bible says, and many charged him. They charged him. That he should hold his peace. Shut up, man. He's crying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up. But I think the other two guys that Jesus healed before he came into the city of Jericho, the other two blind men, that they came alongside of him and cheered him up. Say, hey, keep it up, because we received our miracle yesterday through this guy. We were saying the same thing and they were telling us to shut up. We didn't shut up, now we can see. Can you be the voice that encourages somebody else? So many of us have received a miracle and will hide it in our side pocket. No, when you receive your miracle and when you receive your change, it is your responsibility to let somebody else know and encourage somebody else when people are trying to shut them up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those other two guys, I'm sure they were there. Even though Mark 10 doesn't tell us that story, they did the exact same thing. Where I was last week, I preached a message about being a trailblazer. Being a trailblazer. And it's the story of the woman that had the issue of blood. The Bible tells us that the people thronged Jesus. And they received nothing. But she comes and she touches the hem of his garment. And she receives her miracle. People were just pushing on Jesus and getting nothing. Pushing on Jesus and getting nothing. Pushing on Jesus and getting nothing. But here comes this woman, Haptomai, holds on to the Lord Jesus Christ, and even though her hands were off, Jesus was still saying, who is holding on to me? Who's engaged me and is not letting go? Her hand were physically off, but she was still haptomai, touching him. She became a trailblazer because the Bible begins to tell us about other people now afterwards begging that they may haptomai. And they start getting healings because of a woman who broke the cycle and said, I'm going to get something from, I'm not just going to touch him and not get anything. I'm going to touch him and I'm going to get what I need. Today, may we be the people that hold on to the Lord and get whatever it is we need. Hallelujah. 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 I am not going to leave this place empty-handed today. I am going to receive mercy from the living God who has loved me with an everlasting love. Life is difficult enough. To live in the world of disappointment. Today has to be different for me. Today has to be different for you. The word of God goes on to the verse that's my main verse. He says, and Jesus stood still. He stopped. Stopped, why? Because of a man who was crying out, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David. Son of David, have mercy on me. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? David is long dead. So what is he talking about, son of David? He's saying, Messiah, a blind man, physically blind, was seen in the realm of the spirit and recognizing Jesus for who he was. Everybody else were just following him. They were just following him and not receiving the impartation of that presence because they did not recognize who he was. May the Lord help us to recognize the Lordship of Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us recognize who he is. Because you can be in church and not receive the benefit of being a Christian. I don't want to be one of those that do not receive the benefits of calling upon the name of the Lord. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why am I going to call on the name of the Lord and not be saved? Why am I going to call on the name of the Lord and not receive my healing, my deliverance? No. We refuse to accept that or tolerate that foolishness. Today we are believing God that he's our God, he's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our peace, he's our prosperity, he's our righteousness, he's everything to us. And whatever Jesus came to accomplish must be accomplished in my life. He cannot bless me and I be broke. He cannot bless me and I be sick. He cannot bless me and I live defeated. He cannot bless me and I not be everything he says I should be. They called them Christians for the first time in Antioch because they saw Christ in them. May I every day be found guilty of being anointed with the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus stood still and he commanded him to be called. He commanded him to be called. Who is he commanding to call him? Everybody that have been shutting him down and saying, shut up, shut up, you don't qualify. He says to them, you, that is telling that man to shut up, you, go to him, call him, tell him, I am calling him. I don't know if you got that. That when the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he causes even his enemies to become friendly to him. I declare today in the name of Jesus Christ that everyone that's been resisting you, trying to stop you, trying to make sure that you don't accomplish God's divine purpose, that God will use them, force them, command them to come to you and say, the blessing is yours. You are blessed and highly favored. Let your enemy call you blessed and highly favored of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says, he commanded them, go tell that blind man to come. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. Did he say anything about good comfort and rise to them? No. That means that when God is using your enemies to bless you, they will show you the way to come out. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying to you. They didn't carry him. No, they said, be of good comfort. Be comforted. Rise. He calleth thee. When they've been telling you to shut up, and then they come and they're saying to you, he calleth thee, you have a way of thinking, how come you guys are changing your mind? Is he calling me or is he telling me to shut up? Who told you to tell me to shut up in the first place? Was he the one? And is he the same one who's changed his mind now? No, no. The guy knew what he wanted. Somebody shout hallelujah. He knew what he wanted. Do you know what you want? If you're crying out for mercy, do you know what you want? Because you see, when you find it, you know, sometimes dogs run after a moving vehicle. When you catch up with the vehicle, what are you going to do with it? You caught up now. What are you going to do? You caught up. What are you going to do with it? You know, sometimes we're crying out and praying for stuff, and when we finally get it, we don't know what to do with it. You just want the title. You just want to be like everybody else walking around. No, 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 no. This man knew what he wanted. And so when they said to him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. He did something. The Bible says, and he casting away his garment, rose. Be of good comfort. To him meant, hey, this garment that has identified me as a blind man, identified me as a qualified person, certified me as a beggar, I'm going to live comfortably from now on. Hallelujah. That's what he did. He dumped the license. He ripped off the badge. He tossed the card. He said, that's not me anymore. He gets up and he goes to Jesus. He came to Jesus. And what happens? And Jesus answered and said unto him, well, he came to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said unto him. Why is Jesus answering him? Is he saying something? While he is coming, he is still saying what he used to say. Oh, help me, Lord. While he's coming to Jesus, he's still saying what he had been saying. He's no longer screaming it at the top of his lungs. He's just coming. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. While he's coming, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you what? Say. So he's still saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I recognize who you are. You are the Messiah. Have mercy on me. And Jesus says to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? You're asking for mercy. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Doesn't Jesus know what he wanted? Of course he knows. Why did Jesus go past him? He's a healer. Why did he go past him? Well, because the Lord says that he does nothing except what he sees the Father doing. And so just like he went past the lame man at the beautiful gate, just as he's gone past so many before, he kept on. But the Bible tells us in John 9 that he sees a blind man that was blind from birth, and he stops. Not because the guy asked him for anything, he just stopped. That's what he saw the Father doing. And he begins to spit and rubs mud in a man's face and says, "Go wash your face in the pool Siloam." And the man went and came back seeing. Why did he go past blind Bartimaeus? Because he's trying to teach us something. That sometimes certain things may not be in God's agenda, but people who set up their mind to receive from God get things accomplished in their lives, even though it was not part of the agenda. I don't know if you're hearing. It was not part of the plan. But this man is not shutting up. He wants something, and he's going to get it. What do you want? The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." That's what I want. I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, "See." Is that what he said? "Go thy way." He said, "Go thy way." What way? The way of faith. The way of faith. That tells me that blind Bartimaeus, when he was going to where Jesus was, stopped listening to the voices of everybody else and was listening for the voice of the Lord. Blind he might be, but he kept his ears open. When you don't know what to do, keep your ears open. Hear the voice of the Lord, because the voice of the Lord is a voice of faith. It's a voice of faith. And when faith comes, mountains are going to move. Jesus says, "Go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole." I didn't do this. Your faith. You believing that I am the Christ. You believing that I am the Messiah. You believing that I am the Savior. You believing that I am your Redeemer. That's made it. You believed the Word. You believe the Word. You believe that which has been proclaimed about me. You sin with the eyes of the Spirit, and as you have sinned, so shall it be made manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You saw me for who I am. Now continue seeing. I don't know if that man's eyes popped open, whether the milky stuff went off, but what I do know is that he began to see. Our dear brother, friend, man of God, who's gone home to be with the Lord now, R.W. Schambach, tells the story of a man with a glass eye that wanted to see. And God gave him sight, and he could see with a glass eye, removed the glass eye, and could still see. Hello? Hello? God doesn't need to recreate an eye. Everything can still be the same, and you can be perfectly whole. Because as you see in the realm of the spirit, so can you see in the realm of the natural. Hallelujah. Highly prized. Son of the highly prized. Became now a highly prized person. That's the man that Jesus healed and can now see. He says, and immediately he received his sight and did what? Followed Jesus in what? Oh, wait a minute. Go thy way. Followed Jesus in the way. So go thy way was the Jesus way. Oh, makato rimataya. What way are you following? Are you following the Jesus way? He followed Jesus in the way. Why? He calleth thee. God is calling every one of us. And my question is, are you responding to the call? As he calls you, are you responding to his call? Are you saying, here am I. I'll follow you. Jesus, our Lord, in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, he says, come to me, every one of you that is laboring and is heavy laden. He says, come, I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you rest. What does that mean? It means you stop worrying. You stop laboring in your strength and your own ability, and let him take you all the way through. He wants to take my burdens. He wants to take your burdens. Are you willing to surrender it? Because he's inviting you and I to the place of rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. In other words, attach yourself to me. Because a yoke is that which yokes two animals. And it says, learn of me. In other words, when I'm going this way, go that way. Don't go that way. Because if you are trying to go another way, you're going to be making tracks. You understand what I mean? You're trying to go this way and it's going that way, you're going to make a track. Stick with me. Learn of me. He says, I am meek and lowly in heart. I have all this strength and all this power. But I'm not going to force anything on you. But as you rest in me, you shall find rest in your souls. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Stop getting yourself all concerned. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? It is so easy to worry. But I want us to learn how to rest in God just as much as we try to worry. Flip it. And just rest in God. God, I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. I'm going to rest on you. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want you to hear this. God is not about to put a burden on you. He's saying, are you ready for this? He's saying, you are my burden, and you, my burden, your light. I don't know if you got it. You're not a problem for me. No matter how big your problem is, it's not a problem. I can handle it. Hallelujah. I can what? Handle it. So stop worrying. You're yoked to me. And when you got yoked to me, as dead weight as you might be, you're still easy. You no problem. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Just rest. Relax. I am piloting this thing. Hallelujah. I'm going to take off perfectly and I'm going to land perfectly. No problem. Praise the Lord. Last week, I started out on a trip that should have maybe lasted maybe 6 hours altogether. On my flight from Winnipeg to where I was going, started out late. So I arrived in Toronto. My flight that was going to take me to St. Louis, Missouri, was gone. Now, you need to understand that last Saturday we had a big day, a block party, something that I will not naturally miss. But I left it to go speak somewhere. I didn't go speak because somebody was going to give me some money. I went with my own juice. Do you understand? Will you come and speak to our city? Yes. We don't have anything to give. It's okay. So I left here and I headed down there. I missed the flight in Toronto because the flight was gone. So they said to me, we have another flight for you. I said, okay. Are we going to get there today? No. How can I get there today? No way. We can fly you to Chicago, but what we have planned for you is for you to fly to San Francisco. Chicago is just right here. But by the Spirit of the Lord, I did not accept Chicago. I flew all the way from Toronto across the nation to San Francisco. I'm going to San Francisco and I am caught up in a vision and I see this skeleton. And you know exactly what I'm going to do. I go after the skeleton. I scattered that thing, messed it up completely, and continued. I got to San Francisco. They put me in a hotel. I'm in the hotel. Got up in the morning, went to the airport, get to the airport. Remember the skeleton, right? We bought the plane. Bought the plane, seated. Pilot comes on and says, well, this plane came in from wherever it is it came from last night and was serviced, but not all of the parts that need to be checked out as okay have been okayed. So the engineers are going to check on this plane. So the engineers go doing their thing. 30 minutes later, the pilot comes and says, I got bad news. I'm supposed to start speaking the day before on the 25th. This is the 26th now. Got bad news. What is the bad news? There is a valve that opens and then has to shut. But that valve is not shutting up. It's staying open. We cannot use this plane. Everybody needs to deboard now. I'm thinking, these guys are messing up my speaking engagement. I'm supposed to be speaking and they're messing things up. When I got out of the plane, the Lord says to me, you're here because all these lives were to be saved. The skeleton. If that plane had taken up, maybe it would have gone kaboom. And all those lives would be lost. But God called it. I need you here. I need you here. If I had gone to Chicago, the people flying from San Francisco, and that flight was going to go from San Francisco to Houston. But this is the amazing thing. There was a flight that morning from San Francisco to St. Louis. They didn't put me in that one. They put me in another plane that's going to take me another Jericho journey. But it was all orchestrated by God. Are you with me? God will direct your path. He will direct you every step of the way when you allow yourself to align to His calling and His bidding. You know the amazing thing about it? I went through all of that journey and I was refreshed all through. It's like I wasn't doing all of this traveling. But something good came out of it. This suit. Because my bags did not, let me not even get there. My bags did not show up. So, they said go shopping. But don't shop too much. So I went into the store, and just like usual, God gives me a hyper good sale. If I told you how much this my suit costs right now, you will not believe it. No, I'm not going to tell you. I said, guess. Hallelujah. God is faithful. When He calls you, He has something on His mind. In the book of Genesis, the 41st chapter, Genesis 41. It is the story of Joseph. The Bible tells us that Pharaoh had dreamt a dream. Starting to read from verse 14, the Bible says, "Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph." Called him while he was in prison. There was a man who had dreamt an amazing dream about his brothers bowing down to him. Dreamt another dream, and the interpretation from his father was, "Are you saying that your mother and myself are going to bow down to you?" And after he dreamt those dreams and told his brothers about it, they hated him. They threw him into a pit. From the pit, he ends up being sold in Egypt. He is in the house of a man whose wife was after him. He's accused of all kinds of stuff. And this young man ends up in prison. He's in prison. But with a dream. A dream that is not happening. A dream, a lofty dream about all of this splendor and grandeur, and yet his life was not telling the same story. In that prison, there was a butler and a baker who had issues. He interpreted dreams for them. And he tells the butler, "When you get out of here, please remember me. Get me out of here." The butler goes out, is reinstated just like he interpreted his dream, and forgets him. Forgets him. He's there another 2, maybe 3 years. And Pharaoh has a dream. And then, after nobody could interpret the dream of Pharaoh, he says, "I remember a guy." "What guy?" "It's a guy in jail, in prison. I think he can solve this problem." "Okay, go get him." So they come to Joseph. "Pharaoh is calling you. Pharaoh is calling you." What does he do? Go to Pharaoh with his prison garb? No. Shaves his face. Cleans up. "When I stand before Pharaoh, he must not see any smell of prison on me." Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not here to broadcast all of my issues. So many times we think telling the bad stories about our lives, that's what is going to make it amazing. No. Clean up. Change your raiment. Come boldly. With a different mindset. "I'm not going back to that place." Thank God the butler forgot him for all those years. You know why? If the butler remembered him right away, he would have come out of prison into Egypt, and the first thing he would have done is go back home to see Papa. I better go back and see my father. He must think I'm dead. Let me go tell him I'm not dead. No, that is going to come down later. Sometimes the delays that happen in our lives are for our good. I don't know if you're hearing. Sometimes the delays are for your good. Joseph being set free right away was going to be bondage to him. And that means that the famine that was going to hit the world was going to take him out. But God was setting him up to be a solution provider. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's taking him through a path of solving problems. May God use you and I to be problem solvers in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want what God's will is for my life. As He calls me, I want Him to call me at the right time. So there is Joseph. He interprets the dream, and his life was elevated from being in prison to being the prime minister of Egypt. Oh, wait a minute. If Potiphar's wife had not lied on him, he would still be living in Potiphar's house. Why am I living this yo-yo life? I was in a pit. I got out. They sold me. I thought, okay, that was okay. Well, because I'm safe now. I'm not dying there in that hole. And now I'm in Potiphar's house and everything is going well. Everybody likes me. My life is good. My life is good. Kabam! He's in prison. I knew it. That was too good to be true. Yeah. God has His plan. You thought you escaped, and now you're in another problem. Only because God is bringing you to the ultimate place of His divine blessings in your life. Hallelujah. Hear this in Psalm 105, verse 16. He says, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. Then he says, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until... Someone say, until the time, say it, that His word came. He was held captive until the time that His word came. What word? The word of God. What word? The word for him. His word. My prayer today is that the word of the Lord that God has spoken concerning you, the documentation of God concerning you, concerning me, concerning us as a congregation, that the fullness of that time come now. Yes. Hallelujah. It said the word of the Lord tried him. Oh, let me not, another day I'm going to come and just spend time on that. The word of the Lord trying us. He says the king sent and loosed him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him Lord of his house. Pharaoh made him Lord of his house and the ruler of all his substance. From being, amen, me too. From being put in fetters to becoming the prince. And what does the word of God says? To bind his princes into Egypt. Now, Joseph now has the power to fire or hire whoever it is he wants. To bind the princes of Egypt at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. What a dramatic change. When you are called at the fullness of time, everything changes for your good. Everything changes for my good. Hallelujah. 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 This is the God that we serve. He brought them out. In Psalm 105 and verse 37, the word of God tells us, he brought them forth also with what? Silver and what? Gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. When they got out of Egypt, every single person that was sick was healed. Every broke person was loaded. Wow. When God calls you, everything changes. Rise. He calleth thee. Be of good comfort. 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 Rise. He calleth thee. And the man took off the jacket, the garment of his past history, hauls it off, and he comes to the Lord. And the Lord says, what do you want? I ask you today, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I give you a moment, right this very moment. Right where you are, you can be, or you can come up before this altar of the Lord and put forth your supplication, put forth your petition. God, this is what I want you to do in my life. I receive it. I receive mercy. I receive mercy for the healing of my mind. I receive mercy for the healing of my body. I receive mercy for the healing and transformation of every aspect of my person. God, I don't want to remain the same old. I want transformation. I want transformation. I have to have the change that your word says I can have. I want the manifestation of your promises in my life. Father God, do something for me. I cry out to you. I know that you are the one who truly is the source of my life. Will you talk to him? Let him know. Let him know. The word of God says, when he calls you, do not harden your heart. When he gives you the opportunity to hear him, do not harden your heart. He's a God who calls light out of darkness. He causes light to shine. Let every chain, let every captivity, let every restraint, every limitation that has been exerted on your life, exerted on us as God's people, let all those chains, let those fetters be broken and destroyed this very moment. For the King calls us. And this day, we move from the prison to the palace, transformed, renewed, because the fullness of time has come. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So let it be unto you according to that which you've asked. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we receive. We receive. We receive. Everything that you've promised. We receive that which we've asked. We receive more than we have asked. For you are the God who will do exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, even the power of your love and your faith. Thank you for the capacity to receive and to enjoy the sweetness that comes from your hands unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, call it so done. Amen and amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. At this time, let us honor God with our giving, with our tithes, with our offerings, with our vows, our first fruit. And as you honor God and trust Him, let there be a manifestation of His splendor and glory upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God give to you the wisdom, the insight, the understanding, the knowledge, the strength, ability, and power to get things done. As you see with the eyes of the Spirit, the glorious dealings of our Most High God. Amen. Those that are online, I'm sure you have the necessary information you need to honor God with your giving. At this time, I'm going to call on Mama to come. Stand with me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Father, we come and we thank you for the privilege to hear you call to us. We come to you filled with expectancy, knowing that you're the God of the turnaround. You will turn our situations around and make it possible for us to live our lives unto you. You came to the tree, the sycamore tree, where Zacchaeus had climbed. There were all kinds of other trees. There are all kinds of people that had climbed different trees. Was and you said, come, I'm going to spend the night with you, I'm going to eat in your house. Lord, you have stopped here. And you're calling us to have this communion with you here. Let transformation take place for us. For we come to you in Jesus' mighty name. Take of this body and eat.
Somebody say, I rise.
I rise.
I come to Jesus.
I come to Jesus.
I cast off every old garment.
I cast off every old garment.
Of yoke and burden. Of yoke and burden.
Of yoke and burden.
I am free.
I am free.
He set me free.
You set me free.
I receive the mercy.
I receive your mercy.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Is there anyone here today that needs to heed the call of the Lord Jesus Christ to turn from a life that's not honoring God and say, God, I need your help. I give you my life. If there's anyone like that here today, don't leave this place the same way you came. Seize this opportunity and come to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let us greet those that are linked online this morning while we say bye to